question is CBP, chiropractic biophysics. Dr. B, what do you think of advanced corrective CBP? I'm a chiropractor. I'm suffering rheumatoid arthritis. Thank you very much. Sylvania. CBP is one of the best techniques out there. I've been to almost every seminar. And I got to tell you, the guys that are running that are just absolutely brilliant. I like about 90% of their techniques. I disagree with some of their protocols, but the fact that they use pre and post x-rays and they do objective analysis, that's one of the best. For rheumatoid arthritis, make sure that you heal the gut. That's something hugely important. And look at the physical, chemical, and emotional stressors that you're under. That's one of the things that the technique doesn't address, but it is freaking amazing. Amazing. So if you're going to find a chiropractor, that's the one. But make sure you look at the gut. Heal the gut, because that's where neurotransmitters are, and that's 80% of the immune system. On the x-ray of the AP lumbar, and they're also going to do stress x-rays, you're going to see a leaky gut. So heal the gut, change the sleep patterns, and then the rheumatoid arthritis, which is just basically joint inflammation with a positive RA test. That RA test will go negative, but heal the gut, change the sleep patterns. And when you get up to sleeping through the night, not getting up to pee, you have three bowel movements a day, but also address the emotional component, and you will recover. Deborah Betts. Is it possible to reduce or detox or reduce the heavy metals from a titanium plate? Dr. B, before I knew better, I had C-spine surgery and my learning about heavy metals and the importance of the vagus nerve. What, if anything, I could do to minimize the damage to strengthen the vagal tone and reduce heavy metals as a result of the surgery? Surgery was 13 years ago. I appreciate your desire to inform people to maintain and restore their health. Thank you, Deborah Betts. Deborah, let's get you healthy. For one thing, they usually do surgery in the lower cervical spine. So the upper cervical spine is usually clear, but anytime you alter the biomechanics with the surgery, the area above and below that surgery are going to be moving twice as much. So you've got to get to a corrective chiropractor skilled in corrective techniques with surgery. And that's one of the seven questions that we have. Do you work with post-surgery cases? Because when you're going to get that surgery, it does alter the biomechanics. So it's essential that you get extension exercises because there's going to be a loss of curve and forward head carriage. Now, they came out in the 90s, a letter in the journal Spine that said, when you're fusing a spine, you try and fuse it in a curve. Okay, and you're thinking, well, duh, shouldn't they have done that? So, but we've got to address the area above the surgery and below the surgery. So there's always going to be a thoracic component. So we need to get a nasium view, which covers the eyeballs down to as low in the thoracic area as you can get. Extension exercises there. Also, look at the lumbar, because if there's a loss of lumbar curve, that's going to throw the body forward and strain that area. So look at the biomechanical problem first and correct that, because when you're in a stress state, you got physical, chemical, and emotional stress, and that sympathetic dominant state from the altered mechanics, restore the biomechanics as best as you can. And you can actually get some of the cervical curve back depending on where the surgery was and if the discs are viable. And you're only going to identify that if you're getting that extension exercise or extension x-ray to identify what can be corrected. Now, for the heavy metal detox, you've got respiration, perspiration, pooping, and peeping. Those are the only ways that you can detox. So with that surgery, you may be in a sympathetic dominant state, where you only have about one bowel movement a day. Now also, 80% of the immune system, 80 to 90% is in the gut. So when you've, knowing that you've had the surgery, we have altered biomechanics, is sending abhorrent information up into the brain. That's something we can't change, but we can do the best to restore all the other joint mechanoreceptors and proprioceptive influence into that brain. That's huge. Healing the gut is the key. I totally recommend a live blood cell analysis so that you can see what the health of the blood looks like. That's going to be the key. Also looking at a thermography because there may be dental toxicities or cavitations that's contributing the pattern. So we can't detox from a titanium plate because it's a constant irritant, but we can strengthen the body's natural detoxicants like the respiration, perspiration, pooping, and peeping. But also, we've got to heal the gut, change the sleep patterns, okay, make sure you're sleeping through the night, and find a chiropractor that can address the physical, that's on the x-rays and the corrective care, chemical, that's going to be sleep patterns and healing the gut, an emotional component, and that changes the emotions, which are chemicals secreted by how the brain perceives the environment. And you can do a heavy metal chelation like EDT chelation, but I don't even know if that's necessary until we get the live blood cell analysis so we have an objective analysis. That stress that your body is under could weaken it, and we could see a pathogenic response. So there may be bacteria in the blood, there may be other pathogens. So possibly blood ozone IV may be a good indicator, or hyperbaric chamber, followed by an antioxidant like glutathione or vitamin C. So it's really looking at the structure, the physical and the chemical, or the physical and the chemical and emotional aspect, and you will get better. This is for Crystal Reed, cracked heels. Hi, I'm 41 years old. I've lived a pretty healthy lifestyle most of my life. Last few years, I've been struggling with chronic cracked heels, really deep fissures, which sometimes bleed. It's really uncomfortable. I can't seem to find the root cause. My first thought is diabetes, but I'm not overweight. I don't eat sugar for the most part. Been taking Mitolife's PUFA protection vitamin E for about a year. It hasn't helped the issue. Any advice is greatly appreciated. Okay, Justin gave a brilliant answer for doing nutrients and addressing the magnesium foot bath would be good, all of that. Let's also look at some underlying issues. Knowing that the nerves that supply that foot, okay, come out of the base of the spine, and knowing that the heel is off, that means when you're walking, there's going to be some pain, and that's going to alter your gait. So let's do some, look at the structural aspect. So that's taking bending films of the low back, stress films of the neck. Now, the reason that this is so primarily important is that on the back of the calf, there's three muscles. There's a left and right gastrocnemius, and there's also the soleus, which is a pump. Now, that soleus pump is essential. Now, you cannot have toxification of the foot if you have a normal blood flow to that area. So, and that blood flow is dependent on the nerve flow and the biomechanics. So we have to assess the lumbar spine directly by adjusting, you know, doing stress x-rays to identify any disc injuries. We have to stabilize the pelvis, so trochanter support would be ideal. You have to stretch the calf. That's going to be huge. And gas pedal the feet. Also, knowing that we're living in a very, very toxic environment, a DMSO is an industrial solvent that can actually start to clean the arteries. That's going to be freaking amazing. We're experimenting with a project that's got DMSO plus MSN, and that has way reduced odor. Because if you're taking DMSO with, say, apple cider vinegar, a couple of drops of iodine, and about an ounce and a half of water, fantastic for detoxing the system. I recommend you looking at the book, A Doctor's Guide to DMSO by Archie Scott. It's a free downloadable thing so that you can read it, but utilize DMSO under a doctor who's familiar with it recommendation. Medical doctors won't know, at least the majority of them. Chiropractors, some of them do, and naturopaths, some of them do. So that's one way to start to clean the arteries, because those also vasodilate. Stretching the calf, looking at our pelvic health video to make sure all the mechanical structures in the area, and look at Justin's advice. It's just brilliant with the minerals, the nutrients, the supplements, and that's going to give you the raw materials to do it, but also address the mechanical problem. And you will see that get better, and it'll get better fast. Oh, there's also one more thing too. There's actually a poultice that you could put on, and I'd recommend possibly not on the heel, but maybe on the lower calf, because there is going to be stagnation and blood toxicity in that area. The poultice is an equal amount of activated charcoal and psyllium husks, and psyllium husk powder. And you pick equal amounts of that. You put a layer of plastic or plastic wrap, mix it up into a ball, almost like pudding. Now, it's going to turn into a gel, so you got to work with it fairly quickly, where you put that ball, that pudding mixture, on top of plastic, put another plastic on top and roll it out so it's about, 5/16 thick. And you can roll it up with a plastic on one side, plastic on the other. When you apply it on the person, you take the top layer off and use the plastic that it's attached to, wrap it around the leg. And that is one of the best detoxicants. It'll freak you out too, because when it works, it actually gets hot. So it really does draw out that area. And then also gas pedaling your feet will also help initiate where one foot goes up and the other foot goes down. That'll initiate action of that soleus and increase the blood flow in that area. This is for Yvette Tech, a pseudotumor. Dr. B, my daughter was diagnosed several years ago with having a pseudotumor, and the symptoms are seemingly reoccurring. Please advise the steps I should take. She was premature at 32 weeks, C-section, and vaccinated during childhood. Now, she goes on to state, she's a 30-year-old vegetarian, diagnosed by her ophthalmologist and sent to the ER when she was 24 years old. She was admitted and diagnosed, but given no medication. She has a slender figure, played soccer, thought of obesity was confusing. The odd thing was the headache she had had. She increased her water intake, spent time in the gym. Also think a year or so earlier involved in a car accident. Well, those ugly headaches are back. She's become worried. She lives in Atlanta, Georgia, and I don't think she's ever been adjusted. I've done the naturopathic. Thanks again, Justin, for your response. I look forward to your advice. Okay, let's get her better. For one, C-section has 4 times the amount of pressure on a kid's neck than a natural birth. The auto accident gives an indication that there was trauma there as well. So, and you got to figure, the medical world is completely ignorant about headaches. You've got a 93 to 96% chance that they're coming from the neck. So we've got to get to her structural chiropractor. Now, luckily in Georgia, there's Life West or Life University. And they have some pretty decent protocols, but use the 7 questions. We've got to get x-rays of not just the neck, but the thoracic area, the lumbar area, because she does have a neck issue. And that's going to be causing it. You can increase water, which is going to be very helpful. That'll help the blood. It'll also help the dehydrate. But she is going to have a structural problem that's leading to that. And the diagnosis of pseudotumor, which means it's not really a tumor, and they can't find out. That's just bad doctor syndrome. That's a BDS diagnosis. So we get assess the structural aspect. Knowing that she's fully vaccinated, we're looking at behavioral, bowel, breathing, or skin disorder. So those are all aspects of what fully vaccinated people go through. So she's trained to respond with any type of pathogen with an inflammatory response. So, obviously high dose vitamin C, healthy amounts of water is going to help. She's a vegetarian, so that's going to mean she's going to get a lot of healthy antioxidants to help inflammation, but we got to restore the curve, because if there's a loss of curve, forward head carriage, lateral deviation, the cerebrospinal fluid that's produced inside of the skull won't be able to drain. That will create pressure. But also, under any kind of stress, physical, chemical, or emotional stress, the muscles that run from the base of the skull all the way to the top of the sacrum, they're not under conscious control. So we have to address the physical aspect, which is going to be looking at the structure. We have to address the chemical aspect, which is looking at possible leaky gut, and that'll be shown up on the lumbar x-ray, and the emotional component, because she's 30 years old and has had headaches for a long time. Okay, and the emotions are chemicals secreted by how the brain perceives the environment, not what's actually happening. So addressing all 3 of those, she's going to notice a difference immediately. Also, look at her cervical health videos, which is very simple. You put your elbows on a kitchen table, lift your chin up, not back, just up, and deep breathe diaphragmatically, and that will start to help form the curve. But you will see a loss of curve, and you could forward me her x-rays, and I can actually guide her or guide her chiropractor if they have any questions. But utilize the 7 questions we have to find a corrective chiropractor, and she will notice a difference immediately. Okay, this is for Ronique Stanley, creatinine removal and kidney disease. Please inform how to clear creatinine waste products out of the blood. What's the main cause? My blood sugar and blood pressure are controlled much better now, but I feel something else did missing to reverse the precious damage. Please help me. Okay, let's get you better, Ronique. Okay, so when we look at creatinine. That comes from kidneys, and the functional unit of the kidney is a nephron. And every, figure those kidneys, they're the size of your fist. They have about 6 quarts of blood that got to go through there about every 20 minutes. So they are incredibly vascularized. Anything that damages the kidneys, and this is going to be medications are the leading cause of it. High blood pressure medications are the leading cause of it. So if you have damage to the kidneys, blood pressure will go up. Now in psycho world, they give you a chemical to lower your blood pressure because they're thinking that high blood pressure damages the kidneys. And that's not true. High blood pressure is an adaptation to kidney damage. First, the kidneys are damaged, and then you've got to get the same amount of blood through that kidney. Okay, so, and if the kidney is damaged, it has less surface area, then the pressure has to increase in order to adapt to that. Now, you got four things that detox your body. You've got respiration, perspiration, pooping, and peeping. So in kidney damage, we look at the structure, the physical, chemical, and emotional stress. So we got to look at the structure, because if a person's under a stressed state, in a sympathetic dominant state, and we have an automatic nervous system, one keeps you alive under stress, and that's a sympathetic. The other part regenerates tissue, and that's the parasympathetic. Parasympathetic is not working well. So what we have to do is look at the structure, and that's going to be x-rays of the neck, mid-back, low-back, pelvis area, all of that. Because more than likely, this originated from an autonomic imbalance. So once we look at the structure, and that's where we get a corrective chiropractor, look at the 7 questions to find a corrective chiropractor, that's one. Then we have to get you up to 3 bowel movements a day, healthy bowel movements a day. We have to change the sleep patterns. And then the other blood filter is the lungs. And this is where beta-carotene comes in. There's going to be carrot juice or that's going to be the best one because that turns into the beta-carotene, which is the vitamin A, which help those lungs work. Then let's look at the health of the blood, because if you have low stomach acid, and that's from a chronic stress state, when we look at the blood under a dark field microscopy, you can see sometimes beautiful red blood cells that are fantastic. But under chronic stress, the blood cells start to agglutinate. They start to clump together. And that means they're not efficient at holding oxygen. So knowing that there was a blood pressure issue in the past, it could have been either from a stress state, and that stress state will cause the blood to not be efficient at its job. And when you try to force blood that's starting to agglutinate or compress, that can strain the kidneys and increase creatinine or this protein that starts to float in the blood because of the kidney damage, because they're not filtering it back through. So look at the structure first. That's from a corrective chiropractor. Stress x-rays of the neck. Stress x-rays of the lumbar, look at our pelvic health video, that's going to turn sitting into therapy. Change the sleep pattern so your body can regenerate. Let's get you on a plant-based, organic plant-based diet. Let's build the gut flora so we get you up to 3 bowel movements a day, and that's another way to de-stress off the kidneys. Deep diaphragmatic breathing is another way to de-stress the kidneys. A thermal unit, like an infrared sauna, fantastic. Because you're going to be sweating off toxins. That's another way to detox the kidneys. But ultimately, you got to get the health of the blood so the blood's efficient at doing its oxygen, carbon dioxide transfer. It's efficient at doing in the immune system. It's efficient at regulating pH. So all of those aspects are going to help the kidney heal. And the kidneys heal so fast because they're super vascularized. But look at the medications you're taking. If you're taking high blood pressure medications or cholesterol medications or non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, all of those toxify the blood and damage the kidney. So once you look at the physical, chemical, and emotional stress, then you can start to clean the arteries. You can clean the arteries by doing a combination of vitamin C and L-lysine. That's a good one. Soluble fibers from juicing and blending, that's a good one to clean the arteries. And then if you've had toxic environmental exposure, DMSO with apple cider vinegar and iodine and about 1.5 ounces of water. That's another way to do that. But if you're going to utilize the DMSO, make sure you're using that with a qualified healthcare practitioner and also get some education on it yourself. Because I don't want you to ignore the physical, ignore the diet or nutrition, ignore the stressors and think that just DMSO or juicing will work. No, you got to look at the whole body. Look at the respiration, perspiration, pooping, and peeping. And those are the 4 aspects that your body uses to detox the system, and you will get healthy. But I encourage you to get a live blood cell analysis, a complete structure analysis. If you can, man, get a full body thermography, because that can identify toxins which can further stress out that blood. This is for Martika Bazone. Legitimacy of vaccine adverse event reporting, or VAERS reporting. A friend of mine who trusts doctors, respect doctors and science that he knows personally, said there's a lot of misinformation on adverse reaction to COVID vaccine. There's a lot of confusion. So him being a smart man, I wanted to direct him to the information on VAERS, which he couldn't find on the CDC website. Well, after reading the following looks up, till the COVID reporting was fine. COVID hits, and now we have unverified VAERS reports. And this is what she had, the excerpt. Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System database contains information on unverified reports of the adverse events, illness, symptoms, everything. Following immunization on the U.S. licensed reports are accepted from anyone. And question, is this a legitimate source of information related to vaccine injuries? That's a heck of a good question. In 1986, when they passed a law called No Liability, that means that the manufacturers of these vaccines, they're called biologics, injected into human beings, they had no liability. And so they developed this base that was supposed to be reviewed by Health and Human Services every few months, and they're supposed to have a report on it, on the event. So they're supposed to be investigated, any adverse event, because when you give an injection to 1,000 people, you could have headaches, you could have diarrhea, you could have strokes, you could have a lot of different things. And so you need somebody to get that, gather that information. That's what the VAERS, or Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, is. So any suspected reaction should be reported to there. However, doctors aren't trained to that reaction, and they're not taught about initiating VAERS reports, because it does take a long time. You've got to have the lot number, you got to know when it was injected, and you have to have the patient's history. So a lot of times, people with these vaccine reactions, they're not going to go to the doctor that gave them the shot. Okay, they're going to go to the emergency room because this is an emergency, and they're concerned about the cardiac myopathies, which are very, very common with the COVID shot, or they're concerned about the strokes or rashes, because there's always, I mean, you're looking at fever and seizures, very, very common with the childhood vaccines. You're looking at cardiac myopathies, very, very common with this. There's another site, and it's called OpenVAERS.com. Open, and this is a site where people are collecting this data, something that Health and Human Services is supposed to do. But I tell you, in over 30 years, they haven't done anything to look at that site, to look at what's causing the problem. And so, and you can see why, because since the CDC is promoting these vaccines, and they actually own a lot of the patents on the vaccines, they're not going to be into reporting it. And there's a transfer of people from the pharmaceutical industry to the government, from the government back to the pharmaceutical industry. So this is a big scam, but have them go to OpenVAERS.com. That's OpenVAERS, okay, .com. And that is some good hard data. And then also he's got to look at the Lazarus report, which shows that Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, all of those numbers, they're between 1 and 10% of the actual incidents based on the problems that I just mentioned, that doctors aren't trained in it. It's hard to put in the data. And I encourage you to look at thehighwire.com, thehighwire.com, Del Bigtrees. He did a great interview with a whistleblower in a hospital who started to input the adverse event, like the spontaneous recurrence of cancer and cardiac myopathies and all of this that they're seeing now in the hospitals. And she was told by her authorities in charge, her supervisors, to stop doing that reporting. And she said, well, if I don't do it, who is going to do it? They said, look, we have to hold the line. We have to hold the party line, because you sound like an anti-vaxxer. No. There's some really legitimate good scientists out there. But look at the OpenVAERS.com site, and it will blow your mind. But that is the only reporting system. They have a VaxSafe a site set up by the CDC, supposed to be for the adverse event to the COVID shots or the mRNA shots. But, you know, that one's not utilized. The other one's been around for nearly 30 years. This is for Judith Nelson. Boron. How do you use boron to get rid of nanoparticles? They've been spraying down on us in Atadora Foods. I got to tell you, Judith, there's several ways. You can do the detoxing bath, but you could also take it internally. There's a great site that's got some really, really good data on it. It's called quantumbalancing.com/borax, and you'll see a whole bunch. This is one of the best chelators. It deals with nanoparticles. You can get it in pill form that you take it internally. You can use it externally. But look at the research and the only damage that it can do, because there's no organic borax, it's just a mineral. But it tends to bind to estrogens. It can detox, it can dissolve kidney stones. There's a lot of ways to use it. But look at that site, and you're going to see a ton of studies on not just detoxing, but also symptoms caused by toxic nanoparticles or heavy metal poisoning that the borax is really, really good for. And so check out quantumbalancing.com. That's going to give you a huge amount of information on borax. But if you are going to detox from it, also, I mean, utilizing that's okay, but look at the other aspects that your body detoxes, like respiration, perspiration, pooping, and peeping. So if you're up to 3 bowel movements a day, fantastic. If you're sleeping great, fantastic. If you have a good structure so your body can move and you have good lymph flow, fantastic. But look at the physical, chemical, and emotional stressors. And then you can utilize nutrient supplements to start to detox and eliminate the toxins that you're exposed to. But you're going to get some good information on that site. But I'd recommend externally and internally after you look at that area. But look at some of the effects of it, because if you are very, very toxic, even small amounts of that can cause some discomfort. So understand what it does and look at that data. But you're going to get some really good data off of that site. This is for Krista Powers. Improving oxygen levels for those concerned and considering hospital for treatment. Question. I have hoping the Academy can help me. I'm right with you all deep into many a rabbit hole. And subscribe to Morley Robinson's take on minerals regarding magnesium, copper, and iron. Terrain theory makes sense. I've looked into the work of Dr. Tom Cohen and Andrew Kaufman, which leads me to believe we are expressing COVID symptoms because we're detoxing from environmental toxins like EMFs, GM engineering, iron overload, heavy metals, pesticides in our waters, GMO, etc. I am solid on ways to live and to prevent and have some sort of scary experience with those symptoms. But for the majority, when oxygen levels drop, is there a way to improve oxygenation? I feel confident I can improve to help the parts per liter, but once their levels drop, I'm without ideas. Avoiding hospitals because ones here are not open to other treatments outside their current standard care protocol. Boy, are you right. Krista, talk about an entrenched system that's not going to utilize proven therapies that help oxygen levels. So let's look at oxygen. Number one, we got to look at the health of the blood. Minerals are essential. Without minerals, you can't utilize vitamins. And most of the time, we're mineral deficient. And now, if we're mineral deficient, the body will utilize any metal in the environment. Like if you're iodine deficient, you're going to utilize fluorine, bromine, chlorine, all similar halides. So nutrient sufficiencies is super important. But minerals, you can't absorb minerals in the body without stomach acid. So ultimately, stress is what's going to cause that hypoxic situation or low oxygen. Now, when we look at the blood, now I'm talking looking at it under dark field microscopy, if the blood is in a stress state, That means low protein absorption, low minerals. We're going to see the blood cells, which should be separate, start to clump together. That means that they don't have the surface area to hold oxygen. So looking at the health of the blood is the key. But then when we know that you can't absorb minerals if you're in a stress state, and we've got that automatic nervous system. One part keeps you alive under stress, and that's the sympathetic. The other part regenerates tissue. Under physical, chemical, emotional stress, that sympathetic part fires off, and that decreases oxygen or decreases blood supply to the gut, decreasing amino acid production, which causes the cells, the red blood cells, to start to clump together, and that decreases the oxygen carrying capability of the blood. That's one. So the health of the blood or the stress level, and there's only physical, chemical, and emotional stress that affect that. The other is 80% of the immune system is in the gut. So gut health, so doing the supplements, juicing and blending to pre-digest the nutrients so that you can get it, that's going to be key. But then let's look at the mechanical aspect. Okay, most people, when they breathe, they'll take a deep breath in, their tummy comes in, and their chest goes up. So diaphragmatic breathing is hugely important. Now, nasal diaphragmatic breathing is even better when you breathe in through the nose and your tummy fills up with air. So this is the method to relearn how to diaphragmatic breathe. Because most people, when they're deep breathing, they're using the top third of their lung, which is the least surface area, the bottom two-thirds of the lungs, which is the largest surface area. Now, that's when you breathe in through the nose and the tummy fills up with air, blow out, the tummy goes in. So practice, and the way you practice is you put your hands on your tummy and push your tummy in and blow all the air out. Then breathe in and force your tummy out. And if you're doing it correctly, the chest isn't moving. Now, nasal diaphragmatic breathing is huge because that bronchodilates, opens up the air tubes in the lungs, vasodilates, okay, which opens up the blood vessels. And then if you're dealing effectively with the physical, chemical, and emotional stress, then your body will get the appropriate nutrients to get healthy red blood cells. Now, your red blood cells are brand new every 120 days. So you're continually reproducing these. But one of when you're talking about the terrain, under any kind of stress, your body starts to clump that blood cells together. And this is a response, like if you're being chased by a tiger. So looking at the blood, getting an objective analysis to see the health of the blood is going to be the key. Changing the mechanics of how you breathe is huge. Also, we got to look at another mechanical distortion in the base of the neck, C3, C4, C5. That's where the phrenic nerve, or the nerve that supplies the diaphragm, is from. So if you've had a past neck trauma, you can alter that function of that diaphragm. So you got to look at the structure, look at the neck, thoracic area, particularly the insertion of the diaphragm, which is the breathing muscle, and it inserts right at the junction of the rib cage and low back or thoracolumbar junction. So if there's a mechanical distortion there, you're going to have altered function. Mechanical distortion here, altered function. Once you correct the mechanical distortion and you can change your breathing habits to nasal diaphragmatic breathing, then you got the best mechanical method to transfer oxygen. But also, we got to look at the lungs. Now, if you're dehydrated at all, your lungs can't produce surfactant. And surfactant is a lubricant produced in the lungs, and it's a clear fluid. It looks kind of like WD-40. And this allows the oxygen carbon dioxide transfer. If you're dehydrated at all, and this is where it's not just dehydration, you need those minerals in order to function your blood as well. But if you're dehydrated, your lungs produce mucus. And this thick, thick mucus. This is why when we look at people who have trouble transferring oxygen, like asthmatics, they have 10 times the amount of mucus in their blood or in their lungs than a person who's fully hydrated and who doesn't have asthma. So hydration, minerals, structural component, and then you're going to be able to help that oxygen carbon dioxide transfer. But if you can get a live blood cell analysis to identify that problem, that's the key. Look at the structure, that's another key. And then look at the other stressors, nutrient deficiencies or chronic stress, low mineral absorption. But you look at the physical, chemical, and emotional stress, and you're going to be transferring oxygen really, really well. Oh, another one too, chlorine dioxide is amazing. You could look at Andreas Klackner, his sites, and I think it's called Forbidden Cures, Andreas Klackner with a K, brilliant on how to produce chlorine dioxide. And that oxygenates the blood, separates the red blood cells. And the only people that I've seen with good blood at post-COVID shot, because the COVID shot starts to clump the blood cells together, is they're doing intravenous vitamin C, they're doing intravenous glutathione, and they're also taking chlorine dioxide. Tends to stem the fibrin formation and microscopic blood clots that we see in that dark field microscopy. But you're right, man. Oxygen transfer is the key because that's what you function on. This is for Justin McCurdy. Hard, painless masses in the scrotum. I have hard calcifications in my scrotum that won't go away. I've been eating a plant-based diet for 2 years, which has helped with penile function, but I'm looking for a solution to these masses. I came across your Dissolve It All product while browsing through the Extreme Health Academy. Would this be advised to treat and manage this abnormality? Thanks, Justin. Justin, hard, painless masses are a big red flag. We need to get a corrective chiropractor, naturopath, somebody to look at that. Also, look at the pelvic function, because if you have altered pelvic function, you're going to have altered nerve supply to that area. That's going to be the key. Also, now this is going to sound strange, but make sure your underwear is supportive. If you're wearing boxers, there's not a lot of support there. And a real common cause is not a lot of support. And when you're straining, if the pelvic floor is not healthy because of long-term pelvic damage, altered gait, altered leg function, on lumbar disc injuries, all of those things got to be checked. So first we look at the physical aspect of this. So bending films of the low back, stabilization of the pelvis, changing the gait, making sure your feet, calves, and knees, so when you're walking, you have a good gait. So that's got to be checked by a corrective chiropractor. Then a full body thermography would be ideal because you could have heavy metal toxicities. There could be something leading to the body walling off this. And that's what the body does. Anytime it forms masses, it forms tumors in order to wall off and protect the body from toxic environmental exposure. So we have to look at the direct nerve supply and function of that area. That's the x-rays of the lumbar and pelvis. Then we have to look at the blood toxicities to see if there's an issue. Then painless masses are really, really common in certain types of abnormal cell growth. Now, abnormal cell growth are also called cancers. So doing a blood cell analysis and a full body thermography, and I'm talking about the dental, thoracic, liver, spleen, back, legs, everything, to identify if there's an abnormal metabolic response somewhere in the body. Looking at the health of the blood, absolutely vital to see if the blood is healthy, transferring oxygen. Looking at the x-rays, because that may identify a leaky gut, which could be a contributing factor. Disc injuries, pelvic instabilities could be another contributing factor. But you've got to get somebody to check that out, because if those are abnormal cells and they've been there for years and they're not growing, that's safe. If they've been there for weeks or months and they keep growing and leaving and growing and leaving, then that means that there's a consistent irritant. So doing a full body check is a good idea. Don't just treat it like it's a mass on the scrotum. Look at it as it's a response by the body to physical, chemical, or emotional stress. It could be toxic environmental exposure, could be a direct physical stress or trauma or pelvic instability. But when you look at all of those factors, then you're going to find the solution. Then I would recommend doing, you know, the Dissolve It All products. Look at Nicholas Gonzalez's work. They've done a lot of things. I mean, Justin gave a great comment after this, and his advice is brilliant. So, but look at the structural, neurologic, and pathologic components, and you will see those go away and not come back. But you got to identify the cause of them. And the cause is going to be under physical, chemical, or emotional stress. And you will find the solution, brother.